All right.
What sort of sparked the third period emotion? Is that just that the opponent was trying to bring it out on you in a game that didn't have a whole lot to begin with?
Hockey game, two good teams, hoping to see each other down the road, play in the final or conference finals year before. You know, we've beat them twice. But, you know, in the end, it was two teams were battling to play. That was it. Not too much to read into it.
You get the two fights happen in that third period. At this point in the year, does that concern you? Does that worry you at all that, you know, guys get in fights this close to the end of the regular season?
No. Getting a fight in game one, you get a fight in game 77. It's part of the game, and guys are battling hard. You'd rather see guys get after it a little bit and stick up for each other as opposed to go the other way. So it happens in the game. It doesn't happen a ton. It happened a little bit tonight. That's it.
Is there any concern over Hedman and Chernak both leaving the game?
Well, I haven't checked on everything. You know, Hedman got hit in a kind of tough fashion, so we'll reevaluate him, but Cherny's going to be okay.
Was concussion rolled out with Hedman? Or?
I don't know that yet. So.
And you feel Chernak handle himself there with Tommy?
That was two big boys. As I said, they've been going at it for a couple games. Now you play one team, and how many times have we played it?
Three times
in 11 days or whatever. So it's might as well. It's almost like a playoff series. It's just weird how the schedule worked out that way. But yeah, that was it.
With the extended break that you had, the first game back usually tends to be a little sluggish and slow, and you started that way. But did you see the game start to come back to you a little bit?
We had our chances. You've hit on the head a little bit there. That we. You know, the guys had, I don't think we've had a break, besides the All-Star break or the five-day break, whatever that was. This was our longest break of the season, and you don't get these too often. So we gave the guys a couple days off, and it was clear it took us a little bit to get going. After that, we were fine. We had plenty of chances. For me, though, is, you know, the last few games here we're giving up too much, and that's got to get better in our game. And we ended up losing this game, but by no means, you know, did need to be six against us. And just, you know, the penalties we're taking, and just keep putting the team on the power play. We just got to be more disciplined in that way.
I know it's not the main trophy you're looking for, but the present trophy before the game. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure Sam Coates wasn't superstitious about touching it. So what does that mean to kind of see that?
I don't know. Guys have 120 plus points, and that's a trophy that's handed out for a team that does really well in the regular season, and boys embraced it. I thought it was great. And, you know, that presentation and the, you know, the stick presentation from Vinny and Jeff was great. It was, all around, it was aside from the final score of the game, you know, there was a lot to be celebrated tonight. It's a tough way to go out that way. You'd like to win the game, but, you know, you got to be pretty proud of the guys for earning that.
How much are you concerned about the penalties that you're taking here down the stretch?
Well, we've taken too many, and that's something our game we got to fix. You know, there's a lot's gone right for us this year, and but you can't be taking five or six a game, and that's what we've been doing of late. And you know, clearly, that's got to be change in a week and a half from now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'll do the radio question.